it seems clear to me if the station has covered a national office obligation, that that's essentially a central service payment.
I would like to refer you to the tabs. The blue tab is cumulative. On the right side is KPFA in green, and next is KPFK. If you click KPFK, you will see the details of the money that KPFK advanced to national office, and that was applied to the central services.
If I click KPFK, that red?
You could click by station, KPFA, and then K, and then T, then I, then W, and PRA also is there. You will see the movements, the transactions that we have with all of them, the amounts due per month, and the payments or collections we are able to get from them every month.
Mr. Chair, we are at time.
Okay, we'll have to follow this up separately then. It's not self-evident in the form you sent. I tried clicking on everything. Nothing opens up that's not already visible. All right. The next agenda. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Efren.
You mean the tabs do not open?
Yeah, nothing opens when I click on them.
Which tab is open in your monitor right now? Is the cumulative open?
Oh, the tab on the bottom, you're saying. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, so I clicked on the KPFK tab, but all right, we can follow it up later. I don't want to disturb the meeting. Go back to my...
I would like to...
We're at time on that agenda. The next thing on the agenda was a calculation or recommendation on SEA credits and central service payments for the stations. We have 30 minutes for that. So you didn't make any calculation, Efren, based on the previous PMB motion. I did forward you that motion and explained, that you had proposed simply crediting and charging the additional payments to cover the central service payments, only the stations that got central service payments. That, as I explained to you, that defeats the purpose of the PNB motion, which was to give the stations credit based on how much came in as SEA, so that that money was not divided among all the stations, but only given to the stations that earned it. So there was a formula in there for different percentages. Nothing's been done at the national office with that.
I'm sorry, Michael?
Yes.
I wanted to suggest that you remind folks that we're on open session and that specific amounts coming into stations should probably not be discussed.
Right.
Coming into individual stations.
Okay. We're not talking about the individual amounts necessarily of what the SEA credits are, but the general formula. The general formula was that 5% of the credit would apply to the national office and the rest would be divided between arrears and current central service payments. I'm just asking if the national office hasn't done anything about calculating what those figures are.
No, I understood your question. I just wanted to make sure everyone was clear. We were on open call.
So my proposal was, again, that we... the calculations I sent around to the stations and to the committee were not those calculations. You know, it's still up to the PMB to do it. We gave provisional agreement to the budgets based on what the PMB said about the SCA credit and the central service payments. And my recommendation is that we handle that by saying that the money that comes in should be added to the central service payments and divided proportionally as the current central service payments are, and then the entirety of the credit should apply to this year's central service payments. So I'm going to make that as a motion.
I'd like to speak against the motion, Michael. The way the financial numbers that you provided stack up is that WPFW is going to wind up paying more for this year, and I'm against that. We can ill afford to have to pay an additional $20,000, as was estimated, I think, in the last numbers that I saw, and we can't afford that.
Yeah, you know, as I've said many times, the main problem is the revenue problem. We have to figure out how to increase our revenues. There is still a motion pending that this committee made before the PMB to have a revenue enhancement working group. But the thrust of the PMB motion that was approved was that currently the stations that do generate SCA incomes are essentially subsidizing the other stations that don't or that generate less. And conversely, that they're carrying the burden of, you know, possibly higher costs for their signal, which is what generates the SCA income, and not getting the benefit of that income to cover it. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Did you email us the motion?
I'll email it again in a second, yeah.
You sent it. Okay, hold on. Let's see if it's...
No, I said I will in a second.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Were there other comments?
I'd like to see the motion, but I don't understand why a member of the Finance Committee would need to tell the business office how to get done what the board said do. I mean, it seems to me that they should devise a process that works within, you know. I don't understand.
Well, the PMB hasn't acted on any thing else about the central service payments except for that motion, and so I'm advocating how to handle that motion and the rest of the central service payments, because there is no current formula for central service payments that has PMB approval. So this is my motion.
Right,
to have
it.
That's the...
I'll wait till I see the motion. Thanks.
Yeah. Right, let me finish typing it.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking out the actual amount.
This is Ken. All I hear is noise. Is anybody there?
Yes, I'm typing. Did you have something you wanted to say regarding the motion? I have to type it up. I've sent it several times previously, but I don't have it handy.
When did you send it? Do you remember?
I'm rewriting it to cover the...
You're rewriting it, okay. We can't truly discuss it until we see it.
Michael, is it distracting to you if I talk while you're typing?
I'm sorry, somebody's calling my landline. I had to mute my phone to not disturb the call. I just sent it, and I'll read what I just sent. Move that the NSC recommend to the PNB that the SCA credit be handled this year by charging all the stations the additional amount in SCA payments divided proportionally among the stations in proportion of their current central service payments, and that each station then be credited for their specific SCA payments.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that each station then be credited for the rents generated by their SCA contract. Is that what you mean? You mean
yes.
The SCA rental payments is what you're referring to?
Yes. You want me to add the word rental? We can do that.
I think if I make it clearer for people, mm-hmm. That's the second to last, sorry.
Yeah, so we can work out in future years, the formula and the other calculations.
I'd like to propose an amendment to that, Michael, at least to add that stations that are affected, like WPFW, not be subjected to increased payments for the next 2 years. So we have time to build our SCA revenue so that we're not paying more in these first, let's say, 2 years, and that we have time to build that up based on our financial and staffing constraints.
This is Serene.
Mr. Chair, did the chair just add a word to his motion?
Rental, mm-hmm. as the second to last word. Yeah,
can I hear from the chair what his motion wants to say?
Yes, add the word rental between SCA and payments at the end of the credit for the specific SCA rental payments. Okay, so there's an amendment from Nick. Can you also try to write it up and send it to the list, Nick? Thank you. And I think I heard some question about it.
This motion took effect on January 1st. This motion is about 3 years old at the PNB. It came in 2013. so 4 years old at the PNB and many years older than that at WBAI's LSB. And it's going to go into effect. It's in effect. The fact that, I don't know if folks fully understand the motion. All the motion says is if your station's antenna is generating money, your station should be credited a portion of that money. We're a family and we're a team, but, the same way that some people insist that not a dime of their money should ever be spent beyond their geographic area, I don't understand why this concept is being resisted. It's the station's money, the antenna rents that our stations pay should be offset in their budgets by the rents that their antenna generate. The status of the individual SCA contracts is a different matter, and whether it's the best use, et cetera, those issues will be taken up again by the PNB. That discussion was not completed. But in the meantime, stations are entitled to get what's theirs. Right now, the monies go to reduce the cost across the board, regardless of where those funds are coming from. all this motion says is if your station is generating, you know, $1,000, that $1,000, you know, 5% goes off the top to the national office, and the rest is applied to your central services. Where you owe central services, a portion goes to that. If not, it all goes to your current, but you get the ability to use the money that your antenna is generating, as opposed to all stations being able to get the value of your antenna.
Ken, can I be recognized?
So
yes, I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, may I finish?
Yeah, finish up, and then Ken is next in a sec.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I don't know if that amendment or motion or whatever it was sent to us. I will look for it, because perhaps my question is answered there. But I'm not quite sure what the member is intending to do.
I'll clarify, Michael.
So you don't have the floor.
Well, you're directing it to me. I'm going to speak. You all speak so much on this call. I get a chance.
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I did not mean that you should not speak. I meant that I thought I heard another member call out before
you all
speak, and perhaps you should let the chair recognize you.
Let me be the chair. All right. So Ken is recognized to speak after Serene, but Serene, I think, directed a question to the maker of the motion. So I'm trying to recognize Nick as the maker of the motion, who had a question addressed to him. And then we'll get back to Ken in a minute.
So the point I'm making is that we were shown numbers that we have to pay $20,000 more in central services. And all I'm saying is that we shouldn't have to pay more. I'm not saying other stations shouldn't get the benefit of that income, but we shouldn't have to pay more as a result of the motion. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's the motion I'm going to send. And that we could be given a period of 2 years to get our SCA income up so that that's possible. That's all I'm asking for. Not people be hurt, other people be disaffected, but that we don't get negatively impacted.
Point of information.
Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry. Ken was next, and then we'll take your point of information, Arpal. Okay.
This is Ken. Let me know when I have the floor.
Yeah.
Ken is next.
Go ahead, Ken, and then I heard a point of information. After you speak, we'll take a point of information from Arpal and Adriana Zanistak.
I would like to be added also.
Sorry. Okay. At the floor now, this is Ken.
Yes, Ken, go ahead, but there's a lot of background noise every time you speak.
Okay, I'm assuming I have the floor. So I just wanted to make a note that one of the members spoke way over the time limit of 90 seconds or whatever the time allotted is allowed, and there was no action by the timekeeper. But what I wanted to say, I support the person from WPFW. This is wrong. It's all internal money, and the stations are not actively working to get that sideband money. It's the national office that handles all the transactions and signs the contracts. And to say that the station incorrect. And therefore, I oppose the motion, and I support the guy from WPSW. The station should at least be given an opportunity to situate itself to comply with this new requirement and not be slapped in the first year with a $20,000 burden. Thank you.
Somebody's
yes,
needed.
Please.
So, I'm sorry, Arpal had a point of information.
Yeah, first of all, it's interesting that some points of information go right away, others have to wait. The thing is, has the member sent this amendment that he sent in here? Nick Arena has an amendment, and it hasn't hit yet. Has he sent it yet?
Now
it's 2 minutes ago.
Just this second it has hit. So
2 minutes ago.
It just hit the web now.
People have different speed computers. So I'll read it. Motion to amend the motion that would exempt WPFW and other stations negatively the impact by the SCA offset by the amount of the increased central service payments for a period of 2 years.
I'd like to join the stack.
Okay, I had
Adriana and Efren.
I had Adriana and Efren and Serena and then myself. And please keep time in this whole item, Adriana.
Yes, I am, sir.
Yeah.
I defer, can we let Efren talk before me, please?
Okay. Efren?
Yeah.
Efren, you want to the floor?
Yeah, yeah. I just noticed this, because January 3rd, you sent me all the copies of the budgets. And the copy for P&O is the one, is the version November 1. On December 20, I sent you the updated P&O budget, December 20th, at 8:57 p.m. So the one that you distributed for P&O is not updated. I just noticed it. It's November 1.
Okay, let me look for that.
So if you would look at the December 20, 8:57 p.m.
Okay, but do you have anything on the specific question of the...
SCA motion. Application.
Mm-hmm.
Point of order?
What's your point of order?
Yeah, the amendment is to amend the motion you made. The wording of the motion is not, it says to amend the motion that would exempt WPFW and other stations negatively impacted by the SCA offset. Your motion says nothing about negatively affecting anybody. So I think perhaps some argument got mixed in with the motion, the amendment wording, and as it is, I don't know how this would be an amendment.
Would could I substitute, or Paul, the motion below, because I just wrote it above the motion that had been sent by Michael.
This is in an email here? To amend the motion, okay. Okay, what is it? Okay, what is the thing you this amendment wants to do? It wants to...
It wants to exempt the stations that would have to end up paying more in central services from paying more.
All right, the wording is... the wording of the amendment, I think, needs a bit of work right now. It's... Let's see...
Mr. Chair, point of order.
To postpone something by 2 years, maybe, or something. Because the way it's worded right now, it's not actually makes sense in relation to the motion as a motion.
Okay, while you're considering that, or while the maker is considering that, Serene is the next on the stack, and then myself.
Okay, well, I
where are you?
I'm sorry?
Mr. Chair, I yielded to Efren.
I apologize, Your Honor. You yielded to Efren, and so yes, Adriana, then Serena, and myself.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Point of information.
Who's asking for a question?
Are the speakers being kept to a certain time limit?
I asked the people to try to hold themselves to 90 seconds. I don't think
thank
we have a form.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Adriana, go ahead.
Can you tell Adriana,
me what... Adriana, you have the floor. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay, thank you. What I'm trying to say is we can reshuffle all that we want, but the reality we receive from the controller that the station is not carrying their own weight. We can see very clear, we don't need to talk about numbers, because we have it in front of us. nobody is paying, or practically nobody is paying their central services. And now we want to say that not only doesn't want to pay the central services, but we are saying, okay, we don't care. If somebody brings some money, we should keep it and distribute it between all of us. Doesn't matter who produces it, but we are not carrying our own weight. Doesn't make any sense. This doesn't change the amount of money that go to the national office. Only it's the same thing that you are telling me, that if you have some money that you know in some of your fund drive, we will not put that in your account. We will put that in the whole foundation. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, the SEA already was passed. Please do whatever it takes, but pay your central services. Without that, we cannot keep going. And Ken, I'm 15 seconds short on my time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Serena's next, and then myself.
Okay, so I, however this motion is worded or reworded, I'm going to vote against it because it doesn't explain where the national office is supposed to get the money. If stations are given 2 years to adjust, what is the national office supposed to do to meet its budget? Right now, the national office budget is met by affiliate fees, SCA fees, SCA rents, and then whatever central service formula is approved. So if we decide, if this amendment or whatever is approved, we'd essentially be saying, well, the stations aren't going to be paying that extra money. So where's the national office supposed to be getting it? And that's not to be answered immediately, but it is also not rhetorical. This is not a new motion. This is not a new discussion. I know for some people who maybe are coming aboard for 2017, it may be new, but for people who are here in 2016, the concept is not new. It has been brought to this committee before. At some point, and I believe I sent it to the NFC as well, an explanation of, you know, what it is we're trying to accomplish here, which is that, you know, in New York, our tower rent, our full tower rent, is upwards of $50,000. So why should antenna rent, you know, subcarrier rent, that can decrease what it costs us, whatever our payment is, why should that be allowed to reduce the percentage that would be given from, let's say, a station that is not in crisis, perhaps a station whose members are constantly telling us what a huge drain WBAI is on the rest of the network, because, in fact, the WBAI's SCA rent...
Point of order. Point of order. This is Ken. Point of order.
What's your point of order? Excuse me. Hang on. There's a point of order. What is your
point of order? This is Ken. The member has
a point of order.
130 seconds by my clock. And it's the third time she's spoken on this motion.
All right, thank you.
So, can you
conclude
your remarks, Serene? Yes, I'll try to remember where I was. Maybe I have to restart. But, you know, for stations that spend a lot of time, or people who spend a lot of time talking about, for example, WBAI being a drain on the network, the SEA rents that WBAI's antenna generates have been subsidizing what all stations have to pay in central services for 10 years or more since this policy was revised. I think stations should get credit for the money they generate. If we need money in one place as opposed to another, intra-network loans are fine. But let's keep a record of what's coming from where. That way, you know, no one has to be treated as though they're a pariah or that they don't deserve to speak because their station isn't bringing in huge numbers. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So I'm not...
Ken, could I be recognized?
You'll be recognized that I'm the next on the stack. So you can go back on the stack after me.
Nick and Konomitis, could you put me on the stack too, please?
Okay. All right, so here's the issue. The main solution, again, as I said, is that we have to increase our revenues, we have to increase our listening audience, we have to generate more money nationally as well as from each of the stations. There's no question about that. In the current situation, however, the only thing that's up for discussion is how to carve up the money we currently have. The PNB motion that has already been approved by the PNB says that the previous arrangement was inequitable because the SCA payments being generated by individual stations were being used to offset the central service obligations of all the stations. And so the PNB voted to change that. So that's not in question. My motion is just to handle it this year by saying that the way to do that is to proportionally divide up what's covered by the SCA payments among all the stations and then give each station the full credit of what they get this year for this year's, just to be clear on the purpose of my motion, the full credit this year for their central service payments. That's not exactly what the overall PNB motion is, but it's a way to deal with this year's central service payments and get it finished and done. People want to look at it in longer term and other calculations, they're welcome to, but the purpose of this motion is so we can come up with finalized station budgets. So the next on the stack is Ken and then Nick.
Mr. Chair, we are at time with the issue.
Okay, is there a motion to extend time to allow the two people on the stack to speak? There are two people left on the stack, Ken and Nick Economides.
I move in to hear those two.
4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any objection to extending for those two?
Okay, who's doing it and how long?
Roberts, 4 minutes.
All right, the motion is for 4 minutes for Ken and Nick to speak, Nick Economides, and...
All right, that your two said and what she said are different. Is it 4 minutes or for two people to speak?
Both of those, I don't understand what the contradiction is. It's 4 minutes to allow those two people to speak who are on the stack. Hearing no objection, go ahead, Ken. Ken?
Oh, am I? Do I have a floor now?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to ask this. I wanted to make a point. If the chair is not willing to enforce the time limit when members speak, then it's arbitrary as to what rules or regulations or Robert's rules he does want to enforce. It's very hard to have a certain meeting if people don't agree to abide by, like, 90 seconds to speak. Also, to keep going on and on and arguing three more times about an issue inhibits our ability to vote on it. So I think the discussion is over. We should have a vote on the amendment and then on the motion. We're done talking. Let's vote.
Okay, thank you. And then Nick, kind of meetings for the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to speak to the amendment, and I don't want to be unsympathetic to WPFW and the changes that this will cause them and the problems that this will cause them, but I concur with the previous statement that I don't see how we can vote for the amendment because that's just going to leave a hole in the budget, and it's not clear where those revenues will come from for the central services.
Okay, thank you. Please mute the noise is coming from your phone. So I'll pause the color on the amendment.
Mr. Chair?
It should be this one.
That's our fault.
Yeah, I'm there's a lot of stuff happening here. All right, so the chair is ruling that this this amendment is in order with that wording, because it refers to a motion that would exempt WPFW, and the motion that you made says nothing like that. So you're moving. You're saying that even with that, that the amendment with that wording is in order.
Okay. What I see from Nick Arena says, except for citizens that will be negatively impacted with increased central service fees.
It's Ken Aaron's background.
Okay, Ken, please mute your phone. Thank you. The current amendment that I see from Nick in response to your point of order was to add the words, except for stations that would be negatively impacted with increased central service fees.
This is something
so that's
new. This hasn't been on the floor yet. Okay. Okay, he sent
that 6 minutes ago in response to your point of order.
All right.
So that's the motion we're voting on.
Please let me find this. We want the minutes
yeah,
to work. We want to be able to vote on the same thing.
Sure.
Okay, so he wants to add, except for stations that would be negatively impacted with increased central services fees.
Yes.
Add that at the end.
Yes.
All right, hold on a second. Let me put that in.
Well, we're going to vote on that.
Well, we can vote on it, but we got to know what it is, and I'll also note for the chair that we didn't debate this. All right, so the motion is to add at the end. The amendment is to add at the end, quote, except for stations that would be negatively impacted with increased central services fees. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Are we, is the chair calling for
a vote? Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, the amendment is to add at the end of Michael's motion, quote, except for stations that would be negatively impacted with increased central services fees. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Nick Economidis.
No.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Okay. Ahmad Anderson. Not here. Okay, 3-4, 4 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, can you call the roll on the main motion then?
Okay, 1 second. Okay, the motion on the floor. Motion on the floor is the NFC recommends to the PNB that the SCA credit be handled this year by charging all the stations the additional amount in SCA payments divided proportionally among the stations in proportion to their current central services payments, and that each station then be credited for their specific SCA rental payments. Ken Aaron.
No.
Ahmad Anderson. Nick Arena.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economidis?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin pass. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Pass.
Okay. Ahmad Anderson? R. Paul Martin? No. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Okay, 4-4-4 against, 0 abstentions.
No. All right, that's defeated.
Sorry, can we have a readback of the names? Chair?
Point of information, read the vote again.
Yeah. You asked for a tally, or I think you asked for who voted which way, Serene?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana?
Chair, we are at time of adjournment. We reach our time of adjournment.
Okay. Is there a motion to extend the meeting?
Yeah. What's left on the agenda, by the way?
Setting another meeting. And any new business?
Well, we, okay. I move to extend for 1 minute so that we can have the readback of the vote.
Okay. Any objection to extending for 1 minute? We do have another meeting already set for Wednesday the 25th.
Right.
All right, hearing no objection, can you read back the vote in terms of voting which way?
Extending the meeting.
It's going to take longer to take the vote and extend the meeting than it will to get the only thing that was asked for done, Ken. Just reconsider, please. And we're only extending to have Arpal review the vote tally you just took.
I had a point of information. Could somebody read the results of the last vote? I didn't hear
that's
it.
That's what
for,
we're
yes.
trying to extend to do.
Arpal, please review the tally.
All right. On the vote of the motion that was just presented, Ken Aaron, no. Ahmad Anderson, not voting. Nick Arena, no. Adriana Kasanov, yes. Nick Economidis, yes. R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman, no. Michael Novick, yes. Serene Roberts, yes.
Okay, so that is 4-4. That's defeated on a tie vote, and we're adjourned. Next meeting.
Was Anderson on the call at all tonight? Why is
he's never been on the call. I told people at the beginning of the call that he had problems with his furnace and could not be on the call.
Right, so why is he being listed as not voting when he's absent?
I don't know, but he was not on the call.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Point of order. If we run out of time,
good night.
If we run out of time,
meeting is adjourned.
Meeting's over. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.